What kind of demons was he dealing with? It has a toll on people. Most people. When I watch Fauci and Gates and these guys, and we have more of these assholes tonight, I say to myself, no, not these guys. They're impervious. They're so fucked up. You know, I watch an interview that was done with Dahmer, Jeffrey Dahmer, after his arrest, and I'm saying, oh, this cat's not there. He's not there. There's no there there. He can't feel bad about anything. And if he ever said he felt bad, he was lying. He's a psychopath. These guys are psychopaths. They are. I've seen him. I've done jailhouse interviews with real maniacs. I've done interviews with maniacs before they went to jail, after they went to jail, while they were in jail. These guys are lunatics. They're maniacs. I've said they're licensed killers. They certainly are. That should concern you. And it should concern you enough where you need to get up and do something about it to take care of yourself and your family. And your families are looking to you, whether they say it or not. Fuck it, I'll say it. I'll just break it down. Look, I want winners. That's why I don't care if anybody else joins Pain.tv. I don't. Do I want folks to come? Yeah. I want only winners. I'm a fucking winner. Everybody who works with us are winners. We're outliers. We've been at the top of our careers. We were fucking outliers in school, graduated at the top of our classes. School, work, whatever we did, we've done it well. And if we weren't very good at it, we worked hard at it to master it. I want fucking winners listening to me on the Thomas Paine podcast. I want winners joining Paine.tv. I don't want losers. I don't want bellyachers. I don't want people who feel sorry for themselves. I don't want fucking victims. We don't want that. We don't want people who are afraid of their own shadow and they're afraid of these fucking people. We don't want that. We want winners. We want leaders. That's it. That's why it's not for everybody. I understand that. Somebody said to me the other day, wow, you have a lot of people on there, but, you know, like compared to Twitter, your social media, it's not like, I said, are you kidding me? I would take this crew over that crew any day of the week. Because if I was in a town and we put a big wall around the town, this would be my town. I'd take these cats, 100%. And I probably wouldn't even be leading it. I would just be a voice, perhaps, like one of the elders or something like that. The gray beard gives it away, right? There are some smart people on here, man. You got to smarten up. And it doesn't have to be with me. It doesn't have to be on here. You better find some folks, like-minded folks, who can help you. Don't try to snow me, and don't try to snow yourself to think that all the people in your family, extended family, not your household, but brothers, sisters, aunts, uncles, perhaps parents, etc., that they think just like you. They may think you're a maniac. I'm not a maniac. The people who run this ship are not a maniac. We're right all the fucking time. If that's a maniac, hey man, whatever, call me whatever you want. I'd be a fucking maniac who's right all the time about these things. Where this is going, look at Sri Lanka. You don't think that's possible here? How? How don't you think it's possible? Look at baby formula. We talked about that extensively yesterday. For kids. And get the Biden administration and the FDA, they're not moving on that to try to improve that, to try to remedy that. They don't give a fuck about kids, your kids. Well, the kids of the elites and the beautiful people, they have no problem getting formula at the at a high cost to make sure that you have a problem, a more exacerbated problem of getting it. They don't care about you. We talked about it yesterday. In Canada, if you don't make enough money and you're poor, you can ask for assisted suicide. You don't think that's going to expand? This isn't fear-mongering. This is fucking real. See the difference between what we talk about and what these other liars talk about? This is real. Things that are going on. We didn't concoct a scamdemic, a pandemic based on the flu with some little different twists here and there to make it seem like it's something different. Until they rolled out the real fucking culprit of people getting sick. The so-called solution, the cure, is far worse. It's so bad I can't even pronounce it. Far worse. You know what it is? I still, after all this time, and my wife tells me too, you got to calm down after the show. You start taping earlier, and if you finish up around 7 or 8, and then you do all your editing and stuff, and you get it out around 9 or 10 p.m., that'll give you 2 or 3 hours to calm down. I start mixing words and creating new words. I'm getting pissed. I still give a shit. One of the young bucks say to me, why do you get so mad? We listen to the broadcast because they're all fucking gone by now. Night, night. They're in their footsie pajamas. Why do you get so upset? I said, well, you work your whole life. Your whole fucking life, and you end up with nothing. Nothing. Wouldn't that piss you off? They said, well, you know, we just started working. I said, well, imagine you're in your 20s, you work in your 30s, your 40s, your 50s, and then someday they just take it all away. What the fuck were you doing? And you pay into the system, and you pay for the corrupt circus that goes on in D.C., and you really don't pay attention to it because you're like, look, man, I'm going to get fucking what's mine. Those guys can do whatever they want. Yeah, here's some tax money. Fuck off. Leave me alone. I'll even pay you a little bit more money if you leave me alone a little extra. Don't fuck with me. And people are learning what I learned a long time ago. They always fuck with you. It's just a matter of them getting around to you. So that's why I get mad. Because they're going to take it all if you let them. And now I'm mad. Another part of me is mad. It's wild. I listened to Weaver, and you've heard me say this too. I listened to Weaver on Friday, and he said, I hope if something goes down, I hope I'm around for it. Now, he just passed away on Thursday. I hope I'm around for it so I can get at least one good blow in on something. I've said that before. If something's going to go down, let's fucking do it now. But I'm not in my prime, but what's that song, man? Let me find the song. The song says it all to me. Sometimes music says it better than I can.
She said, I've seen you in here before. I said, I've been here a time or two. She said, hello, my name is Bobby Joe. Meet my twin sister, Betty Lou. And we're both feeling kind of wild tonight. You're the only cowboy in this place. And if you're up for a rodeo, I'll put a big Texas smile on your face. I said, girls, I ain't as good as I once was. I got a few years on me now. But there was a time back in my prime when I could really lay it down. And if you need some love tonight, then I might have just enough. I ain't as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was.
Simple as that. I still got some tricks. So it's also frustrating. I'm like, you know what, man? I got the kids. Worried about your kids. You worried about your grandkids. You worried about your nieces, your nephews. The young bucks, right? Let's get it on. So I can use my skills. Well, Liam Neeson action. Certain set of skills. Oh, we got them. Believe me, we got them. This is like fucking... This is like romper room compared to that shit. So let's get it going. Let's do it. People say, you're fucking crazy. Yeah, I might be. Crazy like a fox. So that's frustrating as well. So I start mincing words and making up new words when I'm either parched or I'm pissed. And in the combination of the two, look out. But we listen to a little Toby Keith in the...
But I'm as good once as I ever was.
I used to be... And there's a lot of cats who fall into that category that we're hanging with. A lot of guys are retiring from the federal apparatchie. Some real fucking hardcore cats who know the way around things. And it's not like these guys you see. I see these guys all the time. This guy's a former XYZ, and he's a former XYZ, and he's all muscled up, and he's got all these tattoos, and, you know, fucking, I'm the man. Oh, okay. Where are you now? I know where some of those cats are. They're preparing in case things go fucking haywire. But the ones that are out there, like on TV and stuff, why aren't you saying what needs to be said? Exactly what I'm saying. Telling people, look, this fucking thing is collapsing. You gotta take care of business. Well, buy my fucking whey protein and my coffee. Coffee? You better buy some fucking sugar for gunshot wounds. Coffee? I was in the military. I did this. I'd buy my book, and I did this, and I was on this mission, and buy this and buy that. Why aren't you telling people?
She said I seen you in here before.
Why aren't you telling people what the fuck to do if you're so down with what's coming? It's frustrating. You're trying to separate the posers from the legit folks. It's no easy task. You know, we talked about it yesterday, some of the predictions I made before January 6th and things like that, and some of the predictions I made for before the gun rally in Virginia the year before and things like that, telling people to look, be on the lookout, be on the watch out. FBI involvement. Don't get played, don't end up in jail, blah, blah. Don't go there, it's a setup, things like that. We talked about that yesterday. And I really don't harp on it too much because it's like we got other things to do, to rock and roll, to try to get people in the proper mindset, to save your ass, man. Save your ass. Or at least give yourself a better fighting chance than the hive mind. And I read about all this stuff with the Oath Keepers and all these people. And they were going to take over the fucking Capitol and... Maybe what a big surprise. Are you people fucking stupid? Yes, you are. And you got played by the FBI and these organizers who are pleading out now like Rhodes, the guy with the fucking eye patch. The rest of you guys involved might as well have been wearing two eye patches, you blind pricks. You didn't understand you're getting set up? You think you can turn this fucking thing around? You think if you took over the Capitol of the United States with guns, that it would make a fucking bit of difference? Do you understand how rife this place is with corruption? It's rotten to the core. You just get chewed up like you're running from a fucking farm combine. This machine, the Justice Department, the FBI, chew you the fuck up. You're going to overthrow the government? You're going to stop some kind of a election from being certified? and that's going to save this country? Are you fucking crazy? So we listened to the Chicago Baby, what a big surprise. And you guys were in the military and all these things, walking around with your tattoos and all your fucking fatigues and your 5'11s. Are you out of your fucking minds? Here's a little giveaway. It's stunning. It's stunning. For 20 plus years, the FBI and the Justice Department, Hollywood, the richest man in the world at the time, Bill Gates. I'm leaving people out, I'm sure. Top higher education educators at Harvard, Yale, Cornell, Dartmouth, Ivy League types, Columbia. They protected Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell while they trafficked kids to be raped, sodomized, molested, sexually assaulted, and trafficked as minors and pimped out all over the world. Nationwide? They were bad. They were nationwide. They were international. And the Justice Department and everybody protected them. Okay? This is a little note to the dopey oath keepers who thought you're going to turn this thing around. I mean, Jesus Christ. Talk about land of the fucking lost. The only thing missing is Chaka. Then, when they were no longer useful or became more of a liability, they got charged and they got indicted. Well, Epstein just up and vanished one day, didn't he? Everything went wrong at the BOP, the Bureau of Prisons. No cameras, no guards. Are you out of your fucking mind to believe this? That he committed suicide? That was wrapped up in a pretty little bow. No names get out. If he was looking to cut a deal, no names would have gotten out. It wouldn't have mattered anyhow because Ghislaine Maxwell was looking to cut a deal. No names got out of all the people she trafficked to either. And you don't even need her to cut a deal to do that. They have mounds of evidence from search warrants conducted at all these different places. New Mexico, New York, Florida, American Virgin Islands, FBI. They were never serious in the first place about securing the evidence because the raids were not simultaneous. They were tiered, given enough time for these people to get rid of the evidence. A capable FBI federal agent who ran the operation would have had all. You want to be fucking bad? You want to be nationwide? The FBI? You want to be the top premier fucking law enforcement agency in the world that you pretend that you are? Well, if you want to be bad and you want to be nationwide, you hit all those fucking places the same time, the same day, and you fucking strike fast and you strike hard. No chance for anybody to get rid of anything. There's no burn bags. There's nothing. Here we come, motherfucker. Detective Dokes from Dexter. Surprise, motherfucker. We here, and we're going to take it all at the same time. And we pinched this fucking guy stepping off a jet in Teterboro Airport in New Jersey. We just pinched him. He doesn't have time to make calls, and his folks don't have time to make calls after his arrest to make sure they start firing up the shredders and the burn barrels and the burn bags at these different places. Let me get back to my original point. Ghislaine Maxwell, they could have gone after anybody who she pimped to. The rich and famous. Gates was hanging out with Epstein. You think they were talking about fucking investments and science? If you think that, you certainly don't belong anywhere near listening to me on a regular basis. You must be just stopping by. So, my point here is that this is an indictment. And I saw Legal Man talking about it today. And we were talking about it yesterday in here. And I didn't get to the point. It was the damnedest thing. See, like-minded people come together. Special things can happen. The point here is this. You, me, everybody. I'm going to talk about the collective. As America is one group, not necessarily reflective on you and me. The collective sat by and said, wow, that's messed up, man. Yeah, they didn't even charge anybody for having sex with minors. Wow, that's fucked up, yeah. We just let it go as a collective. We let it go. The corruption is that fucking deep. Not an appropriate song with what we're talking about, but I like I still like it. Can't listen to Tush. Sometimes the playlist takes over. Nobody wanted to do anything about it. We just went on with our other lives. Where's my Amazon packages, etc.? When the corruption is so bad that you just keep tolerating it and it gets worse and worse and worse and they rub it in your face, you can't come back from that. You think taking the Capitol over is going to change anything? You never had a chance. You weren't right up here. Whoever misled you, they brainwashed you into thinking you can make a difference. Maybe down the road things will change. Maybe when there's more like-minded people who get sick and tired of this bullshit, then you have a chance. But not 100 guys, not 200 guys, not 50 guys. Nah, it's not going to happen. You got brainwashed, you got played. It's stunning, really. And what were you going to change? I mean, that's what I kind of sit in the background and I just shake my head. Jesus Christ, these guys were fucking lost. They never had a chance. They never had a chance. What were you going to change? These guys press a fucking button. They do a speech. They can spend trillions of dollars with a T of our money to do whatever they want with. And we can't do a goddamn thing. You're going to go up against that? Remember when Biden said, we have nuclear weapons. We have F-15s. He wasn't kidding around. So what do you do, Payne? You talk a good game. What do? I'm fucking telling you what to do on a daily basis. You go outside the box. You go outside the system. You can't change it. Not yet. If that time comes, you'll know it. We just showed you a film. A montage of a place where change is about to take place. That's Sri Lanka. When you got fucking grandmas in the street and soccer moms in the street with pots and pans and sticks kicking some ass, then you got a chance. Until then, all you got is the FBI setting people up. Plain and simple. But I'm telling folks on here on a regular basis, and I don't know what other kind of shows are doing this. If they're doing what we're doing, I don't really care. We're so swamped here with what we're doing, we just focus on ourselves. That's pretty goddamn good advice these days. I not only preach it, I'm a practitioner of it. We have our nose literally down to the grindstone, and we just rock and roll. Now, you know I'm not lying because I haven't bitched about other people in the media in about 3 weeks for different reasons. Yeah, they still make me scratch my head, but we're on to bigger and better things. You think I'm wrong? Listen to the rhetoric of these maniacs. The rhetoric, they're ramping up, and they tell you exactly what they're going to do. Let's stop the music. They tell you exactly what they're going to do before they do it, and they try to set things up by acting like they didn't do anything wrong in the first place, that they didn't promote folks taking chemicals that ended up killing and harming people and doing no good, very little good, very little good. I would say no good whatsoever. The long-term effects, they're setting it up for the next wave. Oh, and we hear it from everybody, and you can hear it from them if you read through the bullshit and read between the lines of what they say and listen. They're telling you. They're not done with us. They're not done with you. They're not done with me. Unless you let them be done with you and be done with me. I've already achieved that when I tell people I've checked out. I no longer answer to these people. I don't live under their fucking flag, whatever flag they have, the big pharma flag. There's nothing they can say that's going to change my mind about anything. They're proven liars. They have no dominion over my life. The White House has no dominion over my life. The Justice Department has no dominion over my life. They don't matter. It's mind over matter. I no longer mind because they no longer matter. It's a simple way to put it, but you have to rise above these people and figure out how to live your own life and protect your family by getting away from the hive mind. That's why I know this show is not mainstream. We cater to smart people. Do you know how many smart people are out in the United States? You're outnumbered, folks. You're outnumbered, and it's not even close. So when people say, hey, well, you don't have as many numbers as Twitter or Facebook, are you insane? It's not even possible. It's not possible to listen to common sense reasoning. It's not possible to be on a social media platform like Pain.tv and the Pain.tv app and be bright and think about the future and the moves, 2, 3, 4, 5 moves ahead of everybody else. It's not possible to get a lot of numbers because there's not a lot of those people here. If there were a lot of those people here, we wouldn't be in this fucked up position in the first place. We're being done in by criminals who use useful idiots as their army, intellectual army of morons, so-called intellectual army. It's fucking stunning.
And a growing share of COVID deaths are now from breakthrough infections. In January and February, more than 40%. And of those people, less than one-third were boosted. Help us, interpret these numbers, because on the surface, it seems counter to what we were just saying about vaccine rates. Help us out there.
Well, Jimmy, you are going to see people who've been vaccinated and even people who were boosted who are going to get into trouble. Because there's a great degree of variability. There are people who don't get a robust response. Most of the people, even those who are getting vaccinated and boosted, who wind up in the hospital and some unfortunately and tragically die, are people who are very heavily weighted towards the elderly and also heavily weighted toward those with underlying conditions, the thing that make it more likely that you'll get a serious outcome. And we know what those are. It's hypertension, diabetes, obesity, chronic lung disease, all of the things that we know. Some of those people, even though they're vaccinated, they're going to wind up getting in trouble. But for the most part, on a population basis, the difference between individuals who are vaccinated versus unvaccinated, striking difference in severity of disease.
Yeah, well, there's no question about that.
All he does is lie. All he fucking does is lie. And I'm just going to keep playing this clip all night long. Because why hear it from me when you can hear it from them?
You're okay. You're not gonna get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
These vaccines are highly, highly effective.
Vaccinated people do not carry the virus, don't get sick.
They're really, really good against variants.
Everyone who takes the vaccine is not just protecting themselves, but reducing their transmission to other people and allowing society to get back to normal.
Get your first shot, and when you're due for your second, get your second shot.
A key goal is to stop the transmission, to get the immunity levels up so that you get almost no infection going on whatsoever.
When people are vaccinated, they can feel safe that they are not going to get infected.
If you're vaccinated, you're not going to be hospitalized, you're not going to be in an ICU unit, and you're not going to die.
Don't kid yourself if you don't think they're trying to sell and pumping things up again to sell. Now, Bill Gates, he took his glasses off. He thinks that that's going to make him more likable. Yeah. that's going to work for you, pal. No one's going to recognize you.